And of course, like I always say, we get so many comments about how much people love the simple solutions. You know, people don't need big drawn out answers or dissertations about certain things. It's great when you can have a problem and Joe can provide that solution, just like he's about to do right now. I got you set up, Joe. Go, man. Oh, go.
Thank you, Danny. Good job. This is a simple solution on how to accurately cut baseboard molding to fit tightly up against like door casings, right? The trim that goes around doors. Because more and more do-it-yourselfers are tackling these interior trim jobs, Danny. And once you start doing it, it's actually a lot of fun. It's a great way to get some carpentry experience. So here's the trick, because molding, especially large moldings, are relatively expensive, so you don't want to be miscutting them. And so all you need to do is make a simple molding marking gauge. That's what I call it. And it's nothing more than a piece of 3/4-inch plywood that might be 3 or 4 inches wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. And you want it slightly taller than the baseboard. That's the key. And what you're going to do is you're going to cut a notch in it that's the same size as the molding. So let's say your baseboard molding is 5 inches high and 3/4-inch thick. That's the size of the notch you cut in it. And now what you do is you put the molding, let's say it's going from a corner up to the base, up to the casing. You cut it long and you hold it in place tight against the corner. Then you just slide this marking gauge up to and butt it tightly against the casing, right? The molding's uh-huh. running past uh-huh. it, but the marking gauge is tight against the casing. Then you just draw a pencil line along the side of the marking gauge onto the baseboard. And that's like the exact length. No measuring tape required, no nothing. You just mark it and then use whatever saw you're using to cut it. Now, this might sound a little hard to imagine, you know, with me explaining on the radio, but there's a perfectly good video waiting for you at todayshomeowner.com/simple-solution. So look it up.
There you go.
Molding marking gauge.
Yeah, if you're about to start tackling a molding project like that, you want it to turn out good. You don't want to have to use the old Southern saying about caulk and paint makes a carpenter what he ain't. You don't want to use that. See,
don't want to hear somebody say, "I cut it twice and it's still too short."
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Cut it again. See if that helps. Yeah.
Caulk and paint does cover up a good bit, but caulk and paint makes a carpenter what he ain't. You don't want to have to say that. That's not necessary. Yeah. You want to say, "Do it right, sleep at night." There you go.
Okay.
We could go on and on and on. We're just like a bumper sticker people. You know, I just like bumper sticker sayings. That's always a lot of fun right there.